There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Sports fans, are you considering a career change? The U.S. Census Bureau says those with a master's degree earn 30% more than those with a bachelor's. Don't drop the ball. Increase your earning power by completing a master's degree in 18 months or less at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Grab a Wolves fan four-pack, four tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and popcorn. One low price, ChicagoWolves.com. The Blackhawks in the middle of a road trip. There are three games left to go in it. One of them will be tonight against the Wild in Minnesota. Corey Crawford is going to start against them. He's beaten them four times in a row now. Blackhawks, though, have dropped two of the three games on the trip that they have played. The suspension for Daniel Carcillo is over, so he's eligible to play tonight. Chris Versteeg is expected to be back with the Hawks in their lineup early next homestand. This according to Coach Joel Quenneville today. Mike Dunleavy has missed 16 straight Bulls games, and that streak will continue tomorrow in Houston. Coach Tom Thibodeau says they just have to ride this out.
I wish I had an answer, and sometimes there isn't an answer, and so you just have to be patient and let him, allow him to work through it. So, and that's really the case. And we thought it was a short-term thing, and obviously it's taken longer than we thought.
Thibodeau called the injury a bone bruise. Dunleavy says he's hoping to be back before the All-Star break, which starts a week from this Friday. The Patriots were getting ready to celebrate their Super Bowl championship with a parade in Boston today. That's postponed, though, because they had the winter storm, so the parade will instead be tomorrow. And a juror in the Aaron Hernandez murder trial has been dismissed. The judge said there was evidence that juror had formed an opinion on the case, had tried to get on the jury, and may have been a bigger Patriots fan than once thought. In college basketball tonight, Illinois versus Rutgers, a broadcast at 8 o'clock, and it's right here on The Score. And in the AHL, Rochester with a win over the Wolves today, 3-2. Join The Score's Matt Abatacola and Dan Bernstein broadcasting live at Mickey Finn's in Libertyville next Friday from 1 until 6. Stop by for your chance to win great prizes. 670 weather, about an inch of snow expected tonight, maybe a little bit more than that in some areas, with a low of 23 tomorrow, cloudy, high of 25. I'm Chris Ranji, and you are listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score, and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
And Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score. It's time for Life Lessons with Dan Bernstein.
Never use cats in the cradle to try to sell something.
That was Life Lessons with Dan Bernstein.
Boars and Bernstein.
It's Ernie Spike.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
At 303 Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Boars and Bernstein.
And if you're not following this guy on Twitter, you're missing out on some really fun stuff. But, you know, you can find him in the Tribune anyway.
Yeah,
but
this is just a wellness check.
Yes, that's all this is.
We'll make sure he's okay.
It's just a courtesy, but it's on Twitter, he's at Rex Hupke, and today he's on page 2 of the Tribune, and he's taking on the always entertaining anti-vaccine crowd, and he's the new expert because he's now proudly anti-science. He joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. So all good in your world, Rex?
Everything's fabulous, yes. Aside from a few emails I'm getting, but otherwise, no big deal.
Oh, that's not true. They're all over you, aren't they?
Yeah, a bit. It's kind of like sticking popping a stick into a bee's hornet's nest, or something like that. But I guess it keeps them entertained anyway, so that's perhaps better than being busy not vaccinating their children. So.
Yeah, I saw that this morning, and I thought, oh, my God,
well,
Rex.
These are the first two graphs here, italicized. I'm not exactly sure what science means. I could look it up in a dictionary, but I don't believe in dictionaries. I've heard they cause brainwashing, and they're in the pocket of big lexicography. Besides, as a word user, I think I'm best qualified to determine the meanings of my words. That's why I pancake eggplant every chance I schadenfreude. And see, here's the thing, though. When you start doing some of this stuff, I know that the intent of satire like this is often lost on the very people at whom it's aimed because they're just too stupid to understand what's going on.
That is, yeah, that is very true. Although I actually have not seen that today, but that has happened many times past where I felt like I was, having fun at somebody's expense a bit and then only to find out that they thought I agreed with them and I'm their new hero.
Well, you're our hero.
So, yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate it. And vice versa. But, it is funny. I mean, you occasionally will find yourself accidentally on the side of the people whose side you are not on. But that's their problem, I guess. So, in this case, if there's anything encouraging, frankly, it's that most of the comments that I've gotten have been on the side of dismissing this kind of ridiculous conversation that we're having. I mean, I don't believe we're even talking about vaccines. It's ridiculous, and it does seem like at least there's a good majority of people out there who agree, but it's that small minority that is presently causing all the problems.
Yeah, I when we mention it, him mostly, because I'm a beloved figure. He's a guy that hates, and I find it, I don't look at what people say, and they are all over it immediately. They send books. They're so angry about this, and it's like you just said, Rex. I it's hard to believe that anybody would actually have to, that this is a column you would actually have to write at this point in our history.
It's kind of baffling. And the thing that really bothers me, outside of goofing around about it, is that what you really have here are people that are being manipulated, and they're being, they're people that are in often cases maybe in a sensitive situation of some sort, and they have been twisted into believing something that is just absolutely scientifically not true. And you see that happen on that happens on many subjects, that you get opportunists that kind of slide in, a doctor or someone mm-hmm. who decides, oh, hey, I'm gonna market myself now as the doctor against vaccines, and then everybody glomms onto that as evidence that there really is something to this harmful allegations, and off you go. And it's just really terrible, I think. I mean, I don't know how anybody can kind of look at themselves in the mirror and be happy with
I've done this. I haven't quite figured it out.
It gets back to the Winston Churchill line where he says, by the time, and I'm probably butchering this, but he says, a lie gets halfway around the world before the truth even has a chance to put its boots on.
That's it.
And we're still dealing, unfortunately, with the dig out from bad, retracted, debunked, quote unquote, science. And the other thing that happens now, it's not only that concurrently with that, we have something we deal with all the time here. And anytime that there's this idea, and unfortunately this is fomented by cable TV news and by designed shows that have to have an other side to things that really technically
don't have one.
Truthfully don't have an other side. They'll say, well, what about the debate over vaccines? There is no debate. And it's the phony creation of opportunities for debate. I get it in sports, right? Sports is really generally harmless on a lot of levels.
Yeah,
this is
you're killing somebody.
When we've taken the coverage of news and now we cover news like sports. Hell, you turn on CNBC and they're in ridiculous fashion, in hyperbolic fashion, covering business like sports. When something like this is covered with the ESPN embrace debate idea, kids are going to die, and that really sucks.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. There isn't a debate. There should not be two sides, and we do that. And I'm sure throughout my career, I've done it too. I mean, I think there needs to be a little bit more guts on the part of everyone in the media to say sometimes, okay, you know what, this is not, like you said, it's not up for debate. This is proven. This is true. We're going to stop saying, but some believe that sticking a potato in your ear can help you, you know, overcome, beat your allergy problems or whatever. I mean, you know, there's just there's so much nonsense out there now, and it can, and it's so easy to look up information on nonsense on the internet and believe that it's true. That I think it's a really real responsibility to sort of stand up and say, whoop, no way, this is not true, this is nonsense, let's move on.
It's just frightening. I mean, it really is. When you hear this, Rex, when you're my age, you know, this is what, as a child, we looked at. And you thought, you know, you were vaccinated, everything was fine. I did not get measles. I did not. I had mumps for like half a day. But all of a sudden, these things, words I never thought we'd hear again. Here they come. Yeah. Here they
and
come.
To have a, I mean, the achievement of eradicating a major virus, you know, something like mm-hmm. this in a country of this size is fantastic. And now it's coming back, and it's solely coming back because of people who are just being fed absolute lies. I mean, really, the heart of a lot of this is a study that was one study that was thoroughly debunked. The person that did the study has now been booted out of the medical community. I mean, so it's really an unbelievable web of garbage.
Right. But here they come. You should see the text screen right now, Rex. Angry anti-vaxxers are out.
Yep.
Yeah.
And what about not being sure what the government is injecting into our bodies?
Right.
Well, first of all, the government isn't injecting anything into your body. You are having a vaccine put in your body to keep you from dying of something that was eradicated. There aren't government agents coming over and injecting. Here's another one. We're playing God with nature. Look at this. He said the viruses will evolve stronger, and your body won't know how to fight anything but the bad retrovirus. I mean, this all comes from these same websites here, where, like you say, people think that this is actually real, or that's actually that's scientific information when it's not. It may look like that on the internet, but if you go to your own board certified doctor, they will tell you it's garbage. You know, the whole Kristen Cavallari thing, Jay Cutler's wife. When she was on television saying, no, we didn't vaccinate because, no, I've read too many books about it. No, you haven't read anything. She hasn't read a thing. Not one thing. I've read too many books. You couldn't name one. It's all, and everything gets back to the Wakefield study. Every last bit of it.
I think we need another reason to not like Jay Cutler. I mean, come on.
I got plenty. But, yeah, this is the reaction we get. So this was just basically a wellness check to make sure you're okay. Because if we get this immediately, and this happens every time, I don't care what, even if it's a casual mention, these people are waiting for us right there all day long. They'll do it.
Here they are again. There's no reason to trust the government because we have a president that lies to us.
Ah, there we go. Now you can see. Now, if you can spin this into an Obama conspiracy, you've really hit gold. I mean, then it's not just a government conspiracy. Now it's an Obama conspiracy, which is really delicious. So,
right. President Blackie Black is trying to kill everybody.
That's what it is.
Of course
that's
what it is.
Yeah, if that's what it is. I saw it this city.
Well, that's why, Rex,
Harold Washington, I saw it.
I'm worried that this will become partisan. And that's why it was important that Mitch McConnell today said, I had polio, so I kind of believe in vaccines.
John Boehner did too.
And the other thing too, is that it's not in California, it's the left. It's not wacky anti-government right.
No,
it's the crazy, I know what's best, keep chemicals out of my body, far left.
That's what is happening. I mean, it's happening in affluent California, you know, in large portion anyway right now, this whole Disneyland outbreak. I mean, you have a lot of counties out there that are very, very high numbers of unvaccinated kids, and it's predominantly for you know, this sort of ethical or, you know, some kind mm-hmm. belief exemption. And you're absolutely right. It's far left. I mean, it's in the column I talked about this general distrust of science, and you've got it on if you look at climate change, and that tends to be coming more from the right. You've got if you talk about genetically modified foods, for example, which
are fine.
Right, exactly, which a majority of science, again, says it's okay, you know, and you've got, but again, far left coming and, you know, oftentimes having a real problem with something that can help, you know, a lot of people. So I just feel like, I mean, the way I always look at it is, if I'm going to do something relating to my health, am I going to trust prevailing consensus among doctors, or am I going to trust, you know, a few fringe people who have a different view? And I'm sorry, but if I have to gamble, I'm going to go with the best odds, frankly. If not, if we're not, I mean, that's just to grossly simplify it. But, I mean, I really think that that's sometimes what this comes down to. It's almost a willing siding with, you know, the more conspiratorial viewpoint. And I don't understand that.
There's these two graphs. This is from Rex's piece today. Say you don't believe in electricians. I wholeheartedly agree and will stake my years of occasionally using the word electrician in newspaper stories on the belief that no trained and licensed expert knows the wiring in your house better than you do. If that wiring is faulty and your house burns down, that's just nature's way of saying you need a new house. And if the fire from your house spreads across the whole neighborhood, that's not your fault. You can't be held responsible for the flammability of other people's homes. See how easy this is? Well, that's what it is. And for everybody to say it's my choice, it's my choice, it's my choice, you get back to the line, well, you have every right to swing your arms around. But your right to swing your arms around ends where you might accidentally hit me in the face.
That is a great way to describe it. Yeah, it's absolutely right. And people seem to overlook that. And it's sort of, there's an arrogance, I think, about that, about thinking that you, unquestionably, you know best, when there are people who are actually experts in things, who have studied things,
right?
Who, you know, you need to listen to. I mean, I guess that's the end of the day. And that's the primary point, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it's always controversial. Stop killing children is apparently now a controversial viewpoint. But that's what we do at the Boris and Bernstein Show. And we always take these controversial stands.
Yeah, maybe that'll be one of the Super Bowl commercials next year. They seem to get on a real...
yeah, next year I'm standing next to the bathtub.
Right. That'll be... Well, I would have been around to enjoy all this, but my parents didn't vaccinate me, and I died of pertussis.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Right, Rex.
Oh, my
right.
God. We just wanted to make sure you're okay, because we know how these people are, and you'll be getting a book, Ronnie.
Yeah, this guy sent me a book.
Yeah, you'll be getting a book.
I'll just put it on my head to protect myself from tornadoes, because I believe in that, too.
It'll have notes scribbled in the margins too, so that's when you know it's real.
All right, keep tilting at windmills, Rex. Thank you.
Thanks, Rex. See you,
Rex Hupke, Chicago Tribune, our friend. Bottom of the hour, we got the second half. We're gonna catch up on a lot of little things. Our guy Lance Armstrong is in the news again for some dubious reasons, as he always seems to be. And we've got an update on this is something else, of course, controversial. Remember the stuff that DNA Info Chicago's been covering about Jackie Robinson West and fudging the boundaries and the other league directors?
Like, you don't believe Linwood is here?
Right, because all this stuff was kind of going on. They just ended up with all these all-star players, and they come this heartwarming story.
Yeah.
Where the Little League people came to town, and know what they got? An earful. Apparently got a little heated in some of these meetings. And it's questions people don't want asked, finding answers people don't want revealed. It's exactly what you think.
Well, yeah, and I've heard a little bit of it, and I know that the overwhelming sentiment is don't ruin a good story. You, Dan Bernstein, don't ruin a good story,
okay?
How about
find the actual truth? How about that?
Well, I used to believe in that, but I can't anymore.
Boris and Bernstein, you have the score.
Kick off the 2015 running season with the Bank of America Shamrock Shuffle, Sunday, March 29th. Register now and be a part of the world's largest 8K. A great run through the heart of Chicago. Register now at shamrockshuffle.com.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. We know Rex Ryan can win the press conference, and now we're seeing him try to win the city. This guy's been Buffalo's head coach for a few weeks, and he's already killed beers with Jim Kelly, and just now, he changed his tat to Bills Blue from Jets Green. We all remember the big fella inking up with a picture of his wife wearing a Mark Sanchez jersey. Well, Rex hit the tat parlor, and he gave it a Buffalo makeover. Quote, "I'm all in." End quote. No, you're not, because you can just change it right back to black or red or whatever you want in 3 years if you fall on your face, Rex. What I'm saying is I'm going to need something more than a photo op with a Bills legend, a shirtless pick, and a new tat, and so will the Bills Mafia. Because if you can't walk the walk or back up the junk you run, they won't care if you ink their logo on your face. You've tatted up. Now it's time to coach them up, Rex. I'm Jim Rome.
Coming up as a radio mix for Studio 41, this is New Showroom Consumer 15-second stereo radio mix, code 014-02-13-S41.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
It's time to do our taxes, which means it's time to get a refund. So if you're expecting a refund this year, head to Walmart and pick up a Walmart Money Card. With free direct deposit, you can get your refund fast. Just enter the card's number on your tax return form. If you're owed a refund, you'll get the money directly deposited onto your card. Don't wait by the mailbox. Get your money fast. Yay! Start strong. Save big at tax time. Walmart.
Purchase monthly and other fees apply. See package for details. Successful card setup is required.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state. An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-825-0732, 800-825-0732, 800-825-0732. Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208, 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208, 800-675-5208.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the One Touch Mail-R Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mail-R Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Last year we saved for a winter family vacation and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
24/7 interactive network for news, sports, and music. Listen to more than 300 radio stations from around the country.
Live and local.
Unbelievable.
Radio's best personalities.
The Kevin and Bean shows.
Got Shannon in the morning.
Your favorite music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACN.
The Granny goes too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
New Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
At 3:25, we'll be doing the second half in a couple of moments. I already told you what we're going to catch up on. I'm going to catch up on a few things as well that amused me. And we'll catch up on Jackie Robinson West, too, while we're at it. That's always...
The Lance Armstrong story is really good, too.
Lance Armstrong.
That's great. It's right in character. This is an email from Giorgio talking about our discussion of the Bulls' defensive problems. So the other reason the defense has been bad is their shooting percentage continues to drop, and the long rebounds off brick shots result in fast break points off their transition defense, which is terrible because they're not able to set up a defense. This team is supposed to be a scoring team, and now they're not scoring.
Well, if you notice, even when it matters, and now you don't hit every shot because that's not what makes basketball great. You don't hit every shot. But even when there's a big shot to be made or there's an important basket, whoever they are getting right to the rim. Within 10 feet of it, right away.
I find myself too often watching these Bulls saying too easy. That's just a common refrain when I'm watching games. That's too easy. It's just there are too many in need situations. When the old Bulls that I know, that I really learned to respect, would have a team down to its third or fourth option in a given set.
Yeah,
they're just giving the ball to whoever they want to shoot, and he's getting into the lane, and he's getting a shot.
They get within a couple points to the Suns, and Eric Bledsoe goes right down the court, and gets an 8-footer for a basket. I mean, wait a minute. How'd you get to there? And even old Clay missed a wide open shot the other night. Then they go to the Golden State game. It's wide open. I mean, when do you see wide open? And I mean, if you watch them play, and even in crunch time, when the other team has to score, they know they're going to get a good shot. They know they're going to get a good shot, and they do. They're not going to hit them all. Nobody hits them all. But you're still going to get a much better shot than I can remember these Bulls giving up.
Too easy.
I guess it's two words to describe it.
The Thibodeau Bulls never let you get the first shot you wanted out of one of your primary
actions.
Right
down the court on you. Right down the court on you, dumbass.
But even if it's in the half-court set. They're finding the guy who they want to find, and he's getting himself an opportunity.
Yes.
West Side Mike is on the score.
Come on, how you doing, fellas? Hey, Paris, you hot garbage Paris. I don't want to be walking around like Michael Jackson with a mask on my face when your kids got the heebie-jeebie. Take those kids and go get a shot. If you can't pay for it, let the government or the president or somebody pay for it, because I ain't ready to die. Take your kids to get a shot, and you don't want other kids to get sick, you hot garbage parent. Take the kids to get a shot. There's a Walgreens, Walmart, or a closer school. Take them, get a shot. If you can't take them, call me. I'll take them, because I ain't ready to die, you hot garbage parent.
Once more around, pal. It's all pops and buzzes from here.
You know what? We need that one again.
I'm West Side Mike.
Exactly what that was. We need that written down again.
And I approve this message.
Yeah, we need that written down again.
No, that's an op-ed right there.
Yeah, we need it written down. There's a guy. You know what it is. Yep. Write that down so we can...
He's going to transcribe West Side Mike for us so I can read it.
Yep.
Because there's nothing more fun than rereading a West Side Mike call.
Because I must admit, at my age, my advanced age, I didn't catch all that. So I need somebody to translate that for me. We'll be good. I got the Walgreens and the Walmart.
That's really great.
Oh, West Side Mike, you are the man.
Yeah, I'm gonna hire him to be sort of my herald and troubadour to follow me around and just say.
Oh wow! Nice.
See?
Oh.
Takes a day off. He comes back all refreshed, right?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Popping his Herald. Man, even I wouldn't have done that. Well, I might have. But yeah, anyway, we'll translate that. For those who are saying, what?
This is
we will have it for you.
This is the 708. Guys, I'm listening to a guy on my train having a conversation about your pro-vaccination stance. This guy is saying, about me, saying your family is full of doctors and you must be getting kickbacks from pharmaceutical companies. Yes.
Yes, I'm gotcha. Gotcha.
Got owned there.
Yep.
All the kickbacks that I'm getting from the pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah, me too.
Yep, they're waiting outside.
I have a family of doctors.
One of those big cartoon checks they've got for me.
Family of doctors.
Bill in LaGrange, you're on the score.
Yeah, when I look at the Bulls from the last year and the year before versus this year's team, the two differences are Gasol versus Boozer and Rose versus DJ Augustine. There's not much difference in those two versus the other two. So how can they possibly be 15 points worse?
Whoa. Worse? There's no difference between Derrick Rose and DJ Augustine?
In terms of defense.
Aaron Brooks replaced DJ Augustine.
Okay, in the starting lineup, they got...
And when back to Gasol and Boozer, they play different positions.
Bulls are wearing the league in defense. They're way down.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure why this is hard to understand.
Yeah, I don't know why
Boozer
it is.
Boozer was a 4.
Oh. Yes.
Gasol is a 5.
Noah is a
5. But now, with Gasol here, Noah is forced to play the 4.
Taking him away from the basket.
He's further from the basket. He can't affect games the same
people
way.
People know it.
And Gasol's defense is getting abused. He just hung up.
Yeah. Okay.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Grab a Wolves fan 4-pack, 4 tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and popcorn at one low price. ChicagoWolves.com. Corey Crawford, he's been very strong for the Blackhawks against the Wild. He's won his last 4 starts against them, and he's going to be in goal tonight. As the Hawks continue their road trip, they'll be in Minnesota. Puck will drop at 7. Meanwhile, Coach Joel Quenneville says he does expect Chris Versteeg to be back early in the Hawks' next homestand, which is next week. Today, Mike Dunleavy missed another practice for the Bulls with an ankle injury.
I mean, I'm not a doctor, so without getting into all the specifics and the technicalities, it's worse than a sprained ankle, obviously.
Coach Tom Thibodeau calling the injury a bone bruise. The Bulls will play in Houston tomorrow. In Boston, the Patriots Championship Parade has been moved back a day. It will be tomorrow now because of that winter storm. According to Jeff Passan, a top Cuban prospect, Yoan Moncada, is free to sign with any team following MLB rule changes about Cuban players. Yankees, Red Sox, and Dodgers are considered at this point the early favorites. College basketball
what
tonight.
What about the White Sox? You don't mention them because you hate the Sox.
How did you know?
Because I know. I listen all the time.
No. It's not the team. It's the fans, remember? I hate the fans.
Oh, that too, yeah. Well, how come I know you didn't want to mention the White Sox?
Well, yeah. because
you don't think
of that
they
thing.
Can sign Montana.
I know it to be true because when I born in back of the yards where I was, they knew about you then.
Why can't they sign this Montana?
Yeah.
Reinsdorf.
Even then, when it was in the back of the yards all those years, they knew about you. They had you pegged.
They knew it? They knew I was coming?
Yeah, they knew you existed.
Well, I didn't exist back then, but they...
you did to them.
It's a prophecy. Yeah. They knew I was coming.
Mm-hmm.
A weird prophecy.
It's an awful imagery, too.
It has been foreseen.
That's
what? Chris Ranji? Yes. Why? We don't know.
Well, he's a very... Look, he's a very handsome man, and women love him, so I think...
And men love him.
True.
Yes.
Correct.
And there's nothing wrong with either.
Correct.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. It's about time. I've been waiting hours to be correct about something.
Well, you've been right for a lot.
Oh, I know. I know
things
that.
Over the years.
People know that, yeah. The people who come, God knows it.
But especially that.
I get a free throw. Yep.
College basketball tonight. Illini and Rutgers, they will be on the score, the broadcast at 8. And in the AHL today, who beat the Wolves 3-2? Dan knows.
Rochester.
Yes. This update brought to you by Cassidy Tire and Service. Visit CassidyTire.com. I don't know why you hate that so much, Dave.
Because nobody knows what he's talking about.
That's like
a daily thing. Nobody knows what he's talking about. And then he adds that to the list of don't know what he's talking about.
We'll join the score in Keith Van Horn live from 1 to 3 on Saturday the 14th from the Toyota Sports Corner at the 2015 Chicago Auto Show. Stop by, check out the full lineup of exciting new Toyotas like the all-new Corolla, the all-new Camry, and the all-new Toyota Highlander. Brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. I'm Chris Ranji. You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Anheuser-Busch.
I'm ready for the second half.
And now it's time to begin the second half.
The second half is brought to you by Home Run Inn Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza. We said hello to Rex Hopke. Just want to make sure he was okay after his article.
That's trouble.
On trying to lampoon the anti-vaxxers.
That's trouble.
Who deserve every bit of it. And we had some football conversation and a lot of basketball stuff as well.
All right, so people are, you know, now very concerned what the NFL is going to do to the Patriots in light of everything. You're like, oh, well, you know what? This could change everything. Whatever Roger decides, this could change everything about the Patriots, how you look at them. Really? You really believe that at this point in time they're going to do something to the Patriots? And what about the fact that it seems the Atlanta Falcons have been caught pumping in fan noise during why the other team has the ball? What about that? Where does that fall in this realm of, hey, you know what, cheating? Well, what's that? Is that the same thing? Is that a different thing?
And I'm sure they're messing with the footballs too, like every other team.
Like every other team does. When you heard some of these old quarterbacks talk, every one of them.
Authorities say disgraced cyclist Lance Armstrong hit two parked cars after a night of partying, but agreed to let his girlfriend take the blame to avoid national attention. Police say they cited Armstrong after the December 28th hit and run, but only after his girlfriend, Anna Hansen, admitted to lying for him. Police say Hansen told them she had been driving home from a party when she lost control of Armstrong's sport utility vehicle hitting the cars, but Hansen eventually told officers Armstrong was driving, and they both decided to let her take the blame. Armstrong declined immediate comment, and his attorney didn't immediately return a call. That's not surprising.
That
he can just hit a couple of parked cars. He said, oh, you did it.
Again, this is a guy many of you just loved and worshipped. Didn't know anything got sick, just loved him as a guy, right? God, what a piece of crap.
Just happy
garbage.
Enough to continue to always use people to make his life easier or better or richer in one way or another.
Hot garbage. You know, Martin Finley today, the Tampa Bay Tribune, wrote a piece on Warren Sapp. And we discussed him briefly yesterday in light of his new problems. And I didn't remember this. Baldy remember this. We were in his office talking about this. And Martin Finley is a friend of Warren Sapp's and talks about his difficulty and his reluctance to deal with anybody. He just doesn't. You know, he has the thing on the air, but off the air, if somebody walks by and says hello to him, he ignores him. Just like they don't exist. And they're friends. And he's talked to him, but he doesn't, you know, doesn't acknowledge it, doesn't do anything about it. But he is the guy, by the way, because I needed this figure because I did not remember this. Because you say, okay, he has no money. So he went to work. $82 million. $82 million gone by 2012. Behind that is alimony, child care, all of it. Behind on all of it, paying for the child, all of it. Behind on all of it, lost all of it. But he went through $82 million.
This from DNAinfo.com Chicago. Little League international officials got an earful during a series of private talks with local league officials centered on allegations Jackie Robinson West leaders secretly expanded their league boundaries, overtaking sections of three sister leagues in a move to pick up all-star players that helped the team win the 2014 U.S. title. On Saturday, Central Region Director Nina Johnson Pitt and Senior Vice President of Operations Pat Wilson, who participated via speakerphone, met with presidents of teams in District 4, along with board members from Jackie Robinson West, Rosemore, and Roseland Little Leagues in a tiny conference room at the Chicago Hilton Hotel on South Michigan Avenue. current District 4 Administrator Mike Kelly, who's at the center of the boundary dispute, and District Secretary Jackie Lindsay, who's also president of Southside Little League, also were present at each meeting. International officials also met with former District 4 Administrator Victor Alexander. Sources told DNA Info Chicago that the series of intense discussions with Little League international officials who had previously deemed the, quote, matter closed, unquote, revealed new details, including firsthand verification that all District 4 league presidents had agreed on clearly defined boundaries in 2013, the season before Jackie Robinson West leaders secretly expanded their territory to overlap existing leagues. Confirmation that Southside, Rosemore, and Roseland league presidents did not approve any changes made to Jackie Robinson West 2014 boundaries that infringed on their territory, protected under charter agreements with Little League International. And that after winning the U.S. championship, yes, Jackie Robinson West officials, with help from District Administrator Kelly, made a failed attempt to ask sister leagues to agree to boundary changes that already had been filed with Little League International without their permission. And there are more details and more information. So they tried to cover their tracks.
Sure they did.
They tried to cover their tracks, realizing that some of this might get out. And then there's a lot of Kelly declining requests to comment and Little League International not wanting to share actual maps. And there's a whole bunch of covering going on. But it's becoming more and more clear with all the reporting that DNA Info and Mark Conkle are doing exactly what's going on here. And you want to talk about Deflategate. How about this cheating?
Well, I can I say one thing before we leave? That, sir, by doing that, makes you racist.
Why?
That's what I read.
These other league presidents are also black, though.
No, if you try to ruin that good story, that's what you're trying to do. That's racist.
They cheated. That team cheated.
That's the second half. We do it every damn day. You know why? And we're very grateful this is not a Bears game the day before. That's the only time we don't do it. And there won't be one for quite a while. I always ask what you think at 312-644-6767 about this. Talked a little football earlier and a lot about the Bulls and their awful defense as they get ready to play Houston tomorrow night. And, of course, any of this because, again, oh, my God, you can't say some of things. You got Boris Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Blackhawks coverage on The Score is presented by Bud Light, official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks.
If you are or want to be a truck driver, there's never been a better time to check out Schneider. And that's saying a lot. For 80 years, Schneider has delivered rewarding truck driving careers. And now, we're adding many new customers with January startup dates. That means even more opportunities for you in 2015. See all that Schneider has to offer and apply at SchneiderJobs.com or call 800-44-PRIDE. That's SchneiderJobs.com or 800-44-PRIDE.
You really want to dominate Valentine's Day, skip the roses, and send the 50 Shades of Grey Bear instead. Just in time for the movie opening, he's available exclusively at VermontTeddyBear.com. Specially designed for fans of the best-selling story, the 50 Shades of Grey Bear even comes with his own set of mini handcuffs. And if you don't think she's into that kind of thing, oh, think again. She is. She read the book. She can't wait for the movie. Indulge her and your darkest desires. Tied on the limited edition 50 Shades of Grey Bear at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. She can't help but submit to loving him and you. Overnight delivery guaranteed to dominate Valentine's Day. Call 1-800-829-BEAR or visit VermontTeddyBear.com. That's 1-800-829-BEAR or VermontTeddyBear.com and tell him The Score sent.
It's time to do our taxes. Which means it's time to get a refund. Yay! So if you're expecting a refund this year, head to Walmart and pick up a Walmart Money Card. With free direct deposit, you can get your refund fast. Just enter the card's number on your tax return form. If you're owed a refund, you'll get the money directly deposited onto your card. Don't wait by the mailbox. Get your money fast. Yay! Start strong. Save big at tax time. Walmart.
Purchase monthly and other fees apply. See package for details. Successful card setup is required.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Hey, Kevin and Bean here from the Kevin and Bean Show. We have combed through the archives to find some of our best moments from the show's history and are kicking things off with our pal Jimmy Kimmel.
Go to krock.com to watch as we dare Jimmy Kimmel to eat a piece of bacon that's been stuck on the wall for a full year.
It is disgusting, but also hilarious and worth your time. Go to krock.com and watch it now.
We know your New Year's resolution was to grow your business. That's why CBS Local Audio AdSense, Facebook, and Intuit QuickBooks are giving away over $4,000 worth of tools to help your business be successful in 2015. Enter at NewYearSweepstakes.com.
Are you running out of time to get a gift for a birthday, anniversary, or special occasion? Well, then just send flowers. JustFlowers.com can have a local florist deliver your flowers tomorrow or even today. Just give us a call at 1-800-820-5331 to place your order. That's JustFlowers.com, JustFlowers.com. Visit our website to view fresh flower arrangements, plants, and gift baskets. Or you can call Just Flowers at 1-800-820-5331.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Best personalities.
The Kevin and Bean shows.
Got Shannon in the morning.
Your favorite music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Grammy goes too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
4/7 interactive network for news, sports, and music. Listen to more than 300 radio stations from around the country.
Live and local.
Unbelievable.
Radio's best personalities.
The Kevin and Bean shows.
Got Shannon in the morning.
Your favorite music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Grammy goes too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
You know, each and every night, everyone's capable of beating you, so I'm not surprised. I knew there would be good teams in the East. It's always a work in progress. You got 2 7-footers. They got to play to their strengths. But overall, if you look at adjusted field goal percentage, you see I believe we're fourth in the league. The rebounding margin is excellent. Covering the three-point line. So those are the things I'm more concerned with.
There's something in there. Hear that?
Yeah, I heard it.
He's no dummy. He said you got 2 7-footers. By the way, I got 2 7-footers.
Play to their strengths, yeah.
Pax, you gave me 2 7-footers.
Yeah, I know what the numbers say, but my eyes tell me something else when you watch them.
I got a great statistical breakdown that we're going to get to later from an emailer who does some of the heavy lifting for us here. Basketball metrics and just his conclusions without just sort of boring you with the gory mathematical details. We've got West Side Mike.
All right.
Transcribed here. The stenographer has given us this.
Because I had a tough time here, so I need to hear this.
Hey, parents. It's you, hot garbage parents. I don't want to be walking around like Michael Jackson wearing a mask on my face with your kids got the heebie-jeebies. Take those kids and go get a shot. If you can't pay for it, let the government or the president or somebody pay for it, because I ain't ready to die. take your kids to get a shot. And you won't want other kids to get sick, you hot garbage parents. Take the kids to get a shot. There's a Walgreens, Walmart, or across the school. Take the kids to get a shot. You can't take it, call me. I'll take them. Because I ain't ready to die, you hot garbage parents. It's one of my favorite things on this
sums
show.
That up.
That's one of my favorite things.
Now I got it. I caught parts of it in there, but not all of it.
This note from Bill on Capitol Hill. He says, the First Amendment, Supreme Court Justice Robert H. Jackson notoriously observed, is not a suicide pact. I don't care much for the old bastard, but I can't help thinking about that line anytime I hear some glassy-eyed hick or over-bleached trophy wife bang on about choice. Hell, what's more American than that? You're right that the left shares the blame here in convincing themselves and others that deconstructing a classic novel, say, was more radical than organizing a bloc. But I can't help notice how comfortable the right, including the lunatic right, has become with the sovereignty of choice. There are two related problems here. First, the ultimate goal of many of these people is not to expand choices, it's to constrict them. Choose not to defend against global warming now, and you'll be left with more draconian measures later. Scarcity, remember, is the ultimate tyranny. And second, the anti-vaxxers are demanding our signatures on their suicide pact. As always, very nicely said. Mm-hmm. Mike in Oak Park, welcome to The Score.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
We're good.
Hey, I just wanted to chime in about the Tibbs talking about Noah Gasol and Boozer thing. And what I wanted to say is it just amazes me in a city that we have and a so-called diehard fan base of Bulls fans that we have in the city that the lack of knowledge of the game is just so – it's just embarrassing that you can't understand that – the situation the Bulls have with Gasol and Noah playing the same position basically out on the floor, and you can't understand the difference between the center and the power forward. It's embarrassing.
Well, we hear it a lot.
Yeah, we do.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, we get a lot of it.
Everybody just sort of adds up numbers like it's a fantasy team, and it's actually about what happens when they're out there.
Exactly. Exactly. And I know that Gasol's numbers, they look good, and, you know, he's having a good year. I'm not going to deny that. But within the structure of the team and what they're trying to get accomplished, it's you're getting some negative results from it, and yep, people can't see it because of the numbers that he's putting up.
There's no doubt that that's true.
Yeah, Mike. I just think, you know, the eye test, and you can look at those numbers and they do this well and they do that well, but I have no doubt that when a team comes down against them and needs a basket, they're going to get a hell of a shot because the Bulls can't do anything about it. There are ways of getting around them, and they find them. Everybody's found them.
So here's what Jeff did. And he said the conversation about Noah Boozer and Noah Gasol is the most important of the season for the Bulls, other than the team's least efficient offensive player with a usage percentage of 32-2, while the most efficient offensive player is a usage percentage of 21-4. But that's a conversation for another day. It's ultimately whether or not Thibodeau recognizes how their playing time should be allocated. I looked at various statistics on position allocation, playing time, and advanced metrics to get proof on what's happened thus far in the post compared to last season. And he has a screenshot of the figures here, which I won't bore you with. Here are the key takeaways. When he plays, Noah is playing 10 minutes per game less at center. That's taking the best defensive center in the league away from his dominant position for 10 minutes per game. Why not put the inferior defense at his inferior position? Noah, at his best position last year, mitigated the negative defensive value of Boozer. Boozer, playing against the inferior post presence from the other team, had a decent defensive rating. Noah's injuries have obviously had an effect,
yeah,
in that he's only played 50% of the available team minutes this mm-hmm. year. Pau Gasol, 34-year-old Pau Gasol, is playing the same number of minutes as Noah did last season, even with the injuries to Gibson and Noah that shouldn't happen. The effect isn't limited to defense. On offense, according to the usage percentages, the post is being used less. Shot attempts, free throw attempts, and turnovers. This could be entirely due to Rose's return and the fact that he's using a higher percentage of possessions than last year's point guards. But it also has something to do with the Bulls' offense flowing through Noah in the high post last year. And this is his conclusion, this one graph. He says, lineup flexibility is about having a starting five that plays well at the defined positions at which they start. Bench guys are brought in to exploit certain matchups throughout the game. The best starting lineup for the Bulls right now is with Gibson and Noah in it, while Gasol and Mirotić would be impossible for teams to match up with off the bench. Teams don't prep for Gibson's offense, but it would drastically alter opponents' rotations if Gasol was coming off the bench. With Rose back and Butler emerging, the need for points in the starting lineup isn't there like it was last season. The Bulls should lean on the defense to start and adjust accordingly, but it won't happen because Powell won't do it.
No, I'm not sure we can. It's very simple. It's the eye test. I mean, once really good defensive team, I'm telling you, watch these games, and they're getting whatever shot they want in a clutch situation. They're getting whatever shot they want. And you know why? Because they're going past Derek, and they're going to the basket, and then they get the shot, and nobody, and Paul can't do anything. Powell, my guy, Powell, he can't do anything about it. He's not a, you know, he's a shot blocker, but I'm telling you, you can't drive down the court and get a 6-footer, 8-footer in a clutch situation. You just can't.
When we come back, there is a story here that I think you'll find interesting from a current NFL player who is disappointed with the way Marshawn Lynch carried himself last week, and he was very outspoken in some pointed criticism.
Look forward to it.
It's an eyebrow raiser. It's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Boys and Birds in Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Molly
and Hanley here. Right now you're listening to Boers and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us every weekday morning starting at 5 a.m.
That's right. Hear us live at 5 talking about Chicago's hottest sports topics.
Molly and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Sports fans, are you considering a career change? The U.S. Census Bureau says those with a master's degree earn 30% more than those with a bachelor's. Don't drop the ball. Increase your earning power by completing a master's degree in 18 months or less at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
You in on a little Valentine's Day secret, something you need to know. Available only at pajamagram.com, and I'm talking about the Hidden Secrets Collection. Sure, they look innocent enough at first glance, but let me tell you, they're made especially for play. The Hidden Secrets Collection by Pajamagram lets you sneak a peek and also gives you easy access. And just like you, they are always up for a little fun. Some even glow in the dark, begging for action as soon as the lights go out. Hug me, love me, they'll tell you. The only question is, are you ready to play? This Valentine's Day, share a secret with the one you love. Order from the Hidden Secrets Collection at pajamagram.com. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. That means you don't even have to wrap. And Valentine's delivery is guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent you. Again, that's pajamagram.com or 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
If you could design your own MBA program, what would it look like? Would it be flexible with classes in the evening, weekends, or online to fit your busy life? Would it be taught by business leader faculty who bring their own real experience to bring to life the topics and the classes they teach? Would it be from a school with a track record of alumni who've risen higher in their organizations? Would it be important that what you learn can be immediately applied to your job so you can see the impact of your education right away? If so, we love the way you think. And Lake Forest Graduate School of Management is the right MBA program for you. Since 1946, Lake Forest has been providing business professionals with a greater understanding of business to allow them to gain the competence and confidence to contribute to their organization's success. To learn more about the MBA you want, the way you want it, visit www.lakeforestmba.edu/radio. That's lakeforestmba.edu/radio.
At Southern Illinois University in Carbondale, we answer the world's questions. It's why our faculty earn patents year after year and create startups to develop clean energy. Why our students take top honors in industrial design and cyber defense competitions. And why our flying Salukis are 9-time national champs. We want you to bring your questions to our next open house. Ask us anything. Find your answers. Go to siu.edu/openhouse.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom.
I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!